Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
With your host, Master Beef.
That's right.
And just me, Ori Abelson.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah, the big fatty and the other guy.
There we go.
Who is not fatty.
That's right.
They're not here.
I'm the fatty now, I guess.
Now you're by default, you are fatty.
I'm not fatty.
Shut up, you fat idiot.
Dude,
moron.
Why are you making fun of me?
How dare you be so gigantic.
So I go to the taco stand 3 times a week, and all of a sudden, I'm just a fatty from now on.
All of a sudden. It's not
just
fair.
All of a sudden, I just gained 300 pounds. It's like, what are you trying to do here?
Come on.
Oh.
I can't just gorge myself on ice cream and get away with it?
I mean, some people can get away with it.
Some people can. Well, people.
P.
There, and it all comes
back. And there it is. The full circle.
So, getting into it, it's been like a month, so we have quite a bit of juicy things to go through.
No, we actually don't. We just think we do.
We have like a few things to
cover. We have a few things to cover.
So, first off, Jeff Bezos, no more Amazon for him.
I guess he stepped down, probably because Elon passed him. He's like, all right.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
He tried, but we're just going to sort of
retire for like fucking.
He could have retired probably like 20 years ago.
He's
fine. I don't know.
At this point, he just does whatever he wants for the rest of his life.
I think he just wants to get to the trillions.
I can't say I feel bad for him.
I mean, he got a divorce, and I mean,
how much money did she now?
I won't get into that little debate there, but I'm just saying it was a bit of a steal.
Sonic the Hedgehog movie 2.
Part 2. I'm excited. Not really.
I wonder, is this one going to be like inspired by the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 game or what?
Maybe talk about your theory about what they're doing for the trailers and how they got all the attention for the first one.
Oh, how they purposely make them shit.
Yes.
To get everyone. Oh, that would be so funny.
Again.
If they just do it again.
It's just like a blue square with the word Sonic on it. Just like moving
just,
around.
Like, it looks like it's just so an animatic.
We've run it through several testing groups, and they all think it's okay.
The focus groups are very happy with the outcome, and it's just
it's like, okay, we hear your criticism, and then they just upload the actual trailer the next day.
It's just an actual hedgehog painted blue. It's just animal cruelty.
Just walking around. Some guy just punts it. It just goes flying.
They actually genetically engineer a fox with two tails, and it just eats the hedgehog.
That's beautiful.
That's the trailer.
That's
Twitter.
The end.
Twitter,
outrage.
Why did you do that to Sonic? We've listened to your criticisms, and we've released this new trailer that we definitely didn't already have first.
The company worked tireless hours for one day to upload a whole new thing.
That'd actually be so funny.
They just, like, mess it up. Oh.
If they just release the good one first on accident.
Yeah.
They release the good one, people are pissed at the good one. Well, we didn't think they would.
Yeah. Oh, no. They released a good one, and then everyone's like pissed. Oh, might as well just throw out the block one.
It's like we've heard your criticisms.
Which criticisms? Take a look at this.
Could you imagine if the Sonic people, after they released the first trailer, like the new one, like the new design, people were pissed at that, and then they're like, well, after listening carefully to your criticisms of this trailer, we've decided to make him look like an abomination.
We've decided to delay the release by 3 days. That's the result. That's the
so
resolve.
Obviously not actually what they've done. It's
just
like, well, it looks like the delay has been an hour long, but now the new movie is done.
Beautiful. I wonder, I mean, did the first one do good even? Like, did it?
I'm sure it did. Okay. I'm sure it did better because people knew about it because of the outrage.
I mean,
over
the fact
first
that they already like announced the second one is like, oh, I guess
must have been a success. I mean, I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
maybe I'll watch it if it's like free. If I just like see it on TV,
I'll skim through it.
Oh yeah, I'll just kind of like click. Okay, Sonic.
It's cool. He's running.
Oh,
blue. Cool.
Blue man.
Oh,
blue man group.
Jim Carrey guy. From Family.
He's Peter Griffin.
That's who he is.
That's his famous character, his breakout role, the Boss Baby.
I'm surprised he was able to put on all that weight so quickly, and also turn into a cartoon.
It's really impressive. I've never seen it in my whole life.
It's beautiful.
Next thing on this freaking thing is James Charles Bald Alert.
I think that's all we need to say.
All right.
That's all we need to say about
Rian
that
Johnson
topic.
Star Wars trilogy.
I've read that. Apparently, there was already going to be a trilogy in the works after he did Last Jedi, and then they just we know what happened there. But supposedly, it's actually still going to happen. He's going to do two more movies or something.
I mean, like the thing
they're really milking it at this point.
I don't care. Like, it is what it is. Like, people get so pissed over these things, but I really think it's useless because at the end, like, you watch the movies you want to watch. Yeah. It's not like, it's like, oh, it's a franchise I like, but it's not like some holy fucking territory. No. You just don't have to watch it if it's bad.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, I'm happy what they did with, like, The Mandalorian.
Now, on the other hand, Nintendo Direct. Fuck you, Nintendo Direct.
Okay, that we have to really now deep dive. I'm pissed. This is a...
guys, it's just... Come on, it's just media. We don't have to take it so seriously. Come on. You can't add that freaking anime thing into Smash Brothers. Are you kidding me?
Dude, I was like, oh my gosh, anime, yes. And then I was like, oh wait, no, I hate anime. Sorry, I'm not going to like this.
Never mind. It's actually bad.
Yeah.
I mean, but of all the characters.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, well, first of all, I think, I don't know why they even need to do a Nintendo Direct for this. They literally could have just released, like, the
YouTube trailer.
I mean, just like a Zelda trailer for, like they acted as if it was some big event to hype things up. Like, okay, no, you just made us sit there for an hour.
That's the issue with doing a Direct, because those are, like, the events that are notorious for being these huge hype events. Like, those are, you see, the Twitch clips of someone, like, sitting there, like, freaking out over the new Smash game. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's the kind of thing that deserves a Direct, but it's, like... Now introducing remaster of the game from 10 years ago.
So annoying. Well, now no, except it's actually not a remaster. It's just
like slightly touched
HD
up.
Port. HD, you know, HD. They really mean.
I mean, like the thing is, like, yeah, it's gonna look a lot better. And like, I'm still happy. I played the game. For those of you who don't know, Skyward Sword is getting HD ported to the Switch in July.
July, so, which is right in time for the 35th anniversary, which is when we're recording this.
Delayed. I played the game recently. I played it like a couple months ago. It doesn't look great on the Wii. Like, it looks nice for the Wii, but I think it's gonna look a lot better in HD. Obviously,
it's better.
But the thing
and also
is,
if it's like a smaller screen.
It's like
better.
I don't know, man. I think that they could have done that and something else. Like, that would have been a great supplemental announcement.
That was
to something big.
I love when the guy came on. He's like, "I know you're expecting an announcement. Sorry. We don't have one.
Not for you.
Sorry. We apologize.
We apologize."
Everyone was like sitting there just blank face. Sorry. Well, we accept your apology,
I
guess.
That'd be so funny if there was no trailer after that.
Oh,
he just pops
on
at the end. "I know you were expecting an announcement for an actual good game that you want to play. See you next time.
Alternatively, please take a look at WWE 2K John Cena."
It's like, I know you're very excited for Mario Odyssey 2, but how about Mario Bros, not Super Mario Bros, just the first,
just the original,
just the arcade game
that someone's already just recreated
for $20 on the eShop today.
Also, we've upped the online price to $30 a year. Thank you for watching.
$300. It's just popped back on. Well, $100.
I mean, I don't know. I think they just always do that. They're always looking.
I think that it would have been. I think you're right. What you said before, they should have just had these all as individual trailers leaked out over the past like week or so.
They
and
just
I think
put it like,
people wouldn't have gotten that mad if it was
like oh, cool,
out.
Zelda thing.
Like, yeah, it would have been like for what it is.
Yeah,
I think leaks are the other thing that ruin it, because people get there are like leaks that have no backing online, where it's like they're Breath of the Wild 2, Mario Odyssey 2, and a new console, and there's gonna be Wii Balance Board Part 3, and then it's
and
just
Nintendo's
like,
buying Microsoft
and making a new Conker's Bad Fur Day Part 2, and it's like,
oh yes,
and then
dude.
And then the actual thing's just like, eh, but people get so pissed because they were expecting all these leaks to be true that have no reason to be true.
That is,
like with Mario 3D All Stars, there had been like rumors for the past like 5 months leading up to that, like, oh, all three games remastered in beautiful HD.
I didn't realize they
thought it was going to be like full remakes, ground up Mario 64. It was going to look amazing.
Yeah,
and then it was just not that at all.
I feel like Nintendo's
that,
been
there was
like
outrage.
Recently.
I don't know if you were following any of that.
Yeah, I didn't
but when
follow
that game came out, or when the announcement came out, people were pissed off because of how like minimal it was.
Well,
but I thought it was cool because I had no idea about these leaks. I was like, oh shit, I can play these now.
Yeah, it's still cool, but I still think $60 was a bit much for three games.
Dated games
that are just ported, really.
100%.
Yeah. You could have gone with a 40, but whatever.
Well, then, that seems like a good time for us to go on our freaking epic break.
There we go.
I'll see you guys when we are done with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Welcome back.
Whoa, you scared me there.
Yeah. All right. So, a lot of people might have heard that there was like a PewDiePie music video.
There was.
That got taken down.
Taken down.
I saw it.
I believe his channel might have gotten a strike as well.
What was the thing called?
It was called Coco.
Okay, fill me in on this, actually, because I have no idea. I saw this video, like, I watched, like, 5 seconds of it, and I was like, why is it, like, a nursery rhyme?
So,
I clicked off. But
from what my knowledge is that Cocomelon's a rivaling channel that's about to pass PewDiePie.
Is it rivaling, or is it just, like...
It's just there. It's existing.
Okay. I was gonna say, like, it's not like it's, like, the same market.
Right. It's just there.
It's just, like, but another...
Cocomelon's
like
also
with,
on
like,
Netflix.
T-channel.
Right.
Like, it's T-series, not like they were actually gonna... It's not like it was, like, stealing his viewers. It was just, like, a different country's thing.
Yeah. I mean, this is just for kids, basically.
Oh,
it's
just like
kids' cartoons.
Kids' cartoons.
But they get absurd amount of views. Like, each video is, like, 20 million.
Shit.
Yeah.
So. Are they, like, do they warrant that? Are they
it's just, like, nursery rhymes that are just, like, little babies, like, dancing around and stuff. So, I mean, it's a funny channel to make fun of.
I mean, yeah. Is it like the shitty, like, 3D animations?
No, it's actually pretty well animated, but it's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But because those are everywhere. Dude, kids' YouTube is fucked.
I know.
Like, if you look...
If like, you, like, grew up on...
I think it's going to be an interesting generation. I think that's just all I can say. Because the thing is, like...
Post-2005.
I feel like I'm already fucking bonkers, like, growing up on, like, Uncle Grandpa.
Right.
Like, but I feel like that at least has, like, structure. Like, there's a remnant of structure.
Well, if you're watching something on TV that's actually been, like, processed through, like, a network... And people are like,
then at least
it.
it's like you can feel like somewhat like sane watching it. Like, right. I feel like Uncle Grandpa is a fucking goofy show.
Yeah.
And there's like, there's no like logic to like half the things that happen. But at the end of the day, there's like episode structure. Like,
right.
You know what you're can expect.
There's some progression.
Yeah. Like, there's a story being told. I feel like these like kids' 3D animated YouTube videos are
just
usually
jumping around.
Like, yeah. It's just like popping up on the screen. Like,
five little monkeys tripping on the bed.
And then it goes like strobe mode. And then they like start like, because I feel like it's so it's so funny how they crack down on like the actual like channels.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then it's like the kid stuff. They just like yeah, okay. You chop the head off and then.
Great. Either way.
I mean, it's like the Spider-Man Elsa stuff, dude.
Oh, that was that even kids really? Or is they just like, I mean.
I think it's for kids.
Is it? Just some guy eating poo, getting the Spider-Man pregnant.
I don't know, man.
I weirdly think it's like, nah.
I think it's a fetish, honestly. I'd love to think it's satire or something like that, but I really don't think it is. I think
it's
targeted.
Yeah, maybe kids are just
children.
Messed up. I don't know, man.
I guess we'll see in like 10 years. Because I mean, like the fucking like memes, like general like pop culture is pretty much controlled by people who are like 16 to 24.
Yeah.
So I guess in like 10 years, we'll see what the scene looks like.
I mean, I don't even
know. It totally,
do you think YouTube's
like,
going to be around in like 15 years?
That's like Google, so it's
probably.
I mean, I'm guessing it'll still be around. It'll either have changed or there'll be a competitor that actually like takes a lot of people. I feel like it's funny. I watched this thing about how YouTube's changed, and it's like at first YouTube, before like there were like people like actually making stuff on there, it was just like talk show clips and music videos getting re-uploaded.
Yeah.
And then it went through like the whole thing where
that's
people actually
hilarious.
Made a lot of stuff. And now it's back to talk show clips and music videos, except now the big studios are in on it. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of ironic. But I think, yeah, it's kind of shit what's happened to it. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, it really is.
But that's why I think there's going to be replacements. And you already see it with like TikTok. But I wouldn't call TikTok a replacement at all.
It's not a replacement.
It's like because it's short form.
Short form
it's,
videos,
I think TikTok is a replacement for like Musical.ly and Vine.
I mean, Musical.ly was TikTok. They just merged it.
Yeah. But I think like Vine.
Right.
All the people who were like making short form stuff just make it on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad thing. But I think there's definitely going to be a new YouTube thing.
Probably, eventually.
It'd be cool.
Well, either way, let me just finish the PewDiePie thing. Basically, he made a video. The video was accused of slandering against kids, I guess, even though he was actually making fun of the channel. And kids were in the video, dancing around. And so
I thought that's
down.
Why I got taken down, because there's all these like regulations.
I guess people
now.
Thought he was like swearing at the kids and stuff, because there's like swearing in the song, but apparently they were playing like a muted version when they were doing it with them, and he wasn't actually swearing.
Oh,
so
I mean, that's so stupid.
It's just dumb. He said he's gonna make a video about it eventually, but yeah, it sucks. But who cares?
Honestly, I don't.
He's
it's
like,
not like it's not like it's a huge like financial hit for the guy, probably.
Right.
Because he could probably be retired as well, like if he wanted to.
Yeah, I forgot what its net worth is, but it's a lot.
Interesting stuff. Another thing I wanted to touch on that I think is just funny is I think this also ties into the new shit that people
the kids.
Are watching on YouTube.
Kids are playing.
the kids on fucking Roblox.
Growing up with, you know, Halo, maybe some Mario.
I feel like the games that you think of as, like, kids' games aren't actually, like, that, like, overstimulating. Like, Mario, like, the most, like, overstimulating game I can think of that I played as a kid was, like, Rabbids. Because that's just, like stupidity.
Yeah.
But I feel like the new games on, like, Roblox, because it's all community-made, right?
Yeah. I think so, most stuff is, yeah.
So it's just, like, these, like, weird games. Or not, like, weird even. It's just, like, nothing. There's no, like, substance to these.
It's just, like, noises and colors together.
It's just, like, it's, like, dopamine button, too. Yeah.
Oh.
Press the button to win the ultimate number.
You don't even know what the number is? You don't know what you're winning, but you're winning something.
I love how all these games, like, it's like.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't even say ultimate number. It's just press button to win.
Spend $5 to win 3 trillion button taps.
Just to win.
Yeah, so they just, like,
press button to win. Oh, yes, dude, I won.
I did it.
What'd you win? Ah, I won.
Enter New Game Plus to press the button again.
5,000 Robux to enter win mode. Yes, dude. Ah.
I mean, it's funny because most of these games are actually that. Like, there will be, like, a parkour thing. And then it's just like spend $30 to skip the level.
But I mean, but it's we're talking about Roblox, but actually, even worse, have you seen what happens to sports games recently? Within, like, the last 10 years, they've just become just the worst area of microtransactions ever.
Sports games?
Like, if you look at any...
Oh, like, sports video games. Yeah, I thought you meant, like on TV.
No.
Okay, like, video... Yeah. I've seen that. I mean, like, I remember, like...
Brutal.
I downloaded, like, Madden Mobile for, like, 5 minutes, and I was just bombarded with, buy the new star player.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of sports games, but I just know recently, I don't think anyone should be. I think it's just a bad direction that games are taking. Mainly EA is responsible for this, but basically, it's the exact definition of pay to win. And they're just reskins of last year. The graphics aren't getting any better.
It leaked into Battlefront 2 is quite literally pay to win at first.
Yeah, they couldn't get away with that Battlefront that time.
It was literally just like, if you want the better cooldown on your grenade, buy the loot box.
That's actually crazy to see their, like, strategy. They've been getting away with it for sports games. They tried it for Star Wars. Battlefront 2 sucked. Didn't work. And then it got better. They tried it for Battlefield as well. No one played Battlefield 5 because they were trying to make it a yearly franchise.
I totally forgot. I forgot the game existed.
Yeah, everyone did.
Wait. There's Battlefield 1.
That was actually pretty good. They spent a while on that.
Yeah. Was that not the most recent one?
No, Battlefield 5 was a World War II game that came out like a year after.
So they make Battlefield 1, which is a World War I game.
And then they're just like, all right, let's just continue.
They make a World War II game.
Called Battlefield 5. There's really no logic behind this. What? They could have at least called it Battlefield stupid. World War II or something.
Because, I mean, it's like the Xbox console naming logic.
Don't even
Okay,
that.
Xbox 360.
Xbox Series X, Xbox One.
Xbox One X.
Series.
X.
Scarlet.
X. X Edition.
Great.
Next, they just come up with the Y box.
Honestly,
we're revolutionizing the console.
That would be revolutionary.
Shaped like a Y. It's just like the least ergonomic thing. It's just this huge box with like a jut in the corner.
Imagine a Y console.
Why?
Three DVD ports. Why do we need to play three DVDs at the same time?
Why? Wouldn't you?
That's their whole catchphrase.
It's like, why not?
Why can't this fit in my house?
Why should now it? With 4 Ethernet adapters.
I don't even need
why
one.
Why not?
Right. It's just everything into one.
It's like
you
the
can
base
live
console.
In it. It's that big.
It's just like, I already have a house.
Why not live in this one?
It's like they cram nothing you need into this thing.
Oh, yeah. You actually can't play video. It does everything but play video
games. It's like the fucking Spy Kids joke when they have the
watch
that does everything but tell time.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't tell time. Oh, yeah. You want to play like Halo? No. But you can watch Halo video games.
It's just like, yeah. Watch all of your favorite Halo Let's Plays. Totally, there's nothing. I mean, Xbox does not have a purpose anymore.
Right, currently, right now, it literally doesn't. Like, I'm trying to think of it.
It's so
funny. I guess Game Pass, that's all they have going
for it. It's so funny how with the previous two generations of consoles, there was the huge thing, like there was like the culture shock of like Xbox versus PlayStation.
Yeah.
Which one will you get? With Xbox 360, PS3, I think it was the biggest. But then it happened again with Xbox One and PS4.
Xbox One had a pretty bad launch, though.
But you heard about it. You considered them as competitors, and it was like, which one am I going to get?
Yeah.
But now it's all of the general media I had seen about the launches was like, wow, I want to get a PS5.
Yeah, no one was like, guys, I'm on the line right now waiting to get my Xbox. What is it? Series X?
I think that's why. I think it's like
I literally forgot. What is it? Is it 1X or is it Series X?
Series X.
Okay.
It's like, but it's so fun. I bet you could go pick up a Series X from the store right now if you want.
You might be able to. But if you just look at the pricing, it's like, yeah, they're...
How expensive are they?
Well, the standard edition is like $400, I think.
What the fuck? I mean, like, yeah, I guess it's standard, but...
But yeah, I don't know. It's
That's pretty... I mean, the PS5, it's crazy how they just crushed it this time.
Just thousands of dollars people are reselling it for on eBay.
How much do you think an Xbox is reselling for?
Probably like $5 or $6.
Dollars?
$5 or $6, yeah.
Please take it. I got it, and there was nothing. There's nothing there to play nothing on to it. Play.
The only thing Xbox has going for it is Game Pass, and that's if you haven't actually played any games.
It's totally hilarious how this came about, because Xbox and PlayStation, like, originally... PlayStation 3 was suffering because it was marketing as this like all-in-one media box,
right?
With, like,
which
all
is
these,
what
like,
Xbox
Blu-rays.
One tried to do.
And then but Xbox 360 at first was like totally like the hardcore like gaming thing. Like, you buy this if you want to play video games. Yeah. So it was so much more successful.
Yeah.
But now with the Xbox One, they totally fucking just went in the other direction. Here's your new $400 Netflix box when you could buy an Amazon Fire Stick for like $20.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see where this is going to go. I wonder what's going to happen next for the Nintendo, because now they have the Switch Pro, maybe, which might just
hopefully
be
it's
HD.
Rumored just because like it makes sense that they would do it if they actually. But Nintendo's never released like a powerful console, is the thing.
Yeah,
they've
never done that.
They've never done that once. Like, it's always been.
I don't think they really need to. Like, there's no gimmick there for them.
Yeah, that's true. Like I think like it would get sales. It would be like popular.
Oh, yeah.
With
people would buy it.
Who like with me, like, I'd probably get it because it's probably better to record games with that. And like,
I mean, yeah, like stuff. Breath of the Wild in 4K would look like sick.
It would look sick in 4K, and it probably like 60 frames would probably look really nice on it too. Same with like Age of Calamity.
Right.
I think that game could really use like a powerful system. But hey. Who knows?
Who knows what's going to
happen? Who cares, really? It's just video games at the end of the day.
Right. Like, who cares about anything?
Go outside, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe breathe.
Maybe just...
Take in the air.
Ah, that's nice.
Or
that's...
get the new VR headset.
Or get the play. New... Get the new Xbox Air.
Just... Oh, yeah. Microsoft just starts... It's like the Lorax movie. Microsoft
Open
sells
the box,
Air.
Sniff the air.
Oh, yeah. That I can see that happening. Microsoft selling Microsoft-approved Air. Air molecules.
Be pretty sick. All right, guys. This has been a freaking epic episode.
I think it has.
We're doing our best without the other, the crew.
I think pretty successful.
But I think it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Let us know in our freaking Discord server what you thought of it, which you can join by clicking the link in the description.
It's there.
It's click it.
Yeah.
We're waiting for you to do it.
We'll still hit
the
whole time.
We're staring at you.
Feel
Come
our
on,
stairs.
Just do it, man. Just, you can do it after it ends. Just, like, copy it right now. And then when it's over, just, yeah, okay, you got it. All right. See you guys next time, and monkey on.
Bye-bye.